This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Christopher with Caribbean American Weekly, and I'm here with soccer coach Renwick Jemot. How are you today?
I'm fine, my brother.
Could you introduce yourself and tell us about a bit about the club?
Okay, my name is Mr. Renwick Jemot. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. Soccer is all that I know. So when I came up here in 87, I grew up playing a lot of small goals. So I came up with the idea to have a small goal competition. My first competition was in LIU College. I ran it with a guy called Kurt Scotland. He's now migrated back to Trinidad. Mm-hmm. And then I did that for about 3-4 years. Then my second competition was on Bedford and Jefferson in a park. You understand me, a guy by the name of Redman, Kevin Romaine, and Basil Williams, aka Papi. We did it there for like 4 years. And for the last 7 years, we did it on Buffalo Park between Eastern Parkway and East New York.
Could you tell us a bit about the club, how it was structured, the players, etc.?
Well, we usually go on the radio station, advertise, you understand, and then a lot of teams come, and we just call it Buffalo Small Goal. And we've been doing it for 7 years. For 7 years, I've been always hearing that I will get sponsorship. Mm-hmm. And never gotten the sponsorship. Everything was out of pocket. It was very strenuous at that time, especially when you have to come out of pocket to do this, because it get big. Sometimes you have 2,000-3,000 people, fans out there watching and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we haven't done it for the last 3 years because financial-wise, it was kind of hard on us. I always get the permit to do it, but I haven't done it in the last 3 to 4 years. Because of, you know, financial strain.
How was COVID impacted it as well?
Well, we hadn't done it a year before, a year or two before the COVID. So the COVID obviously will impact it because people hasn't been coming out. Mm-hmm. But now people want to come out, and everybody have been asking me, thinking I was coming out this year.
Right.
You understand? Everybody has been coming up to me and asking me, "Boy, when you do this small goal again? Boy, when you do this small goal again? We miss it. Because it helped out a lot of people. A lot of vendors come out here and sell, you understand. I have two friends who met their wives, who is their wives now, there in the soccer league. So it helped, you know, help out a lot of people in the community. Plus people bring out the kids while game going on, the kids running about and playing and stuff and whatever. So
it's very community oriented. Yeah,
yes.
And what plans do you have for the future going forward for the club?
Well, we have big plans once I get the sponsorship, because sponsorship is what it's all about. I was surprised when my brother, I want to say Chinese, called me and tell me about you all and stuff and whatever the case. We didn't get down to that part yet, so I don't know about, you understand, but I have to tell myself by next year, because it's too late to do it this year, because you have to advertise and other things that go into it. So you have to, you know, advertise and do other stuff before it come out. Because usually we start the week after Memorial. That is obviously the week after Memorial is where we usually start. So it's too late to really do that now. So hopefully my next summer, you understand that, you know, with your relationship that I have with you all now, hopefully, you know, that could help it out for next year.
Just to wrap it up, could you just give for interested parties some information about, like, the age group? What your contact information, what location?
Well, the age group is open, so any age group, you understand, could play now.
Men
it's usually
women?
It's not a female league, really. It's a men league. I mean, if a team have a good female player and she wants to play the team, it's up to them. You could come with a whole female team if you want, you understand, but it's mostly men. You understand, and it's very competitive. You understand? It's very hard, and people play like it's World Cup because, for instance, we try to make first prize league and knock out $3,000, and that's what today is kind of hard because I have to be selling like beers and stuff to raise the funds to make sure that the teams and everything will tell you from the first year to the last year that they get the $3,000. You understand? League and knockout. You understand?
What were the prizes? First, second, third?
First prize is money and big, massive trophies.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Second prize is just trophies because we can't afford to give money and things like that. But we also give $600 to most goal.
Ah.
And a big trophy for most goals. So the person that scored the most goal in the league, you understand, get a cash prize of $600 and also a big, massive trophy.
Excellent.
You understand?
Okay.
So.
And what's your contact information and where do you all have this, the location for?
My contact information, my phone number, which is 424-244-5042, or my email is lvgkod@aol.com. And also, is not. I don't do it by myself. I do it with Basil Williams, aka Papi, and Kevin Romain, aka Redman, and we do it in Brooklyn on Buffalo between Eastern Parkway and East New York. Everybody know where that is. That's where they play netball, and they also have cricket competition there. They have a netball competition there, and they also have a cricket competition there every year. Mm-hmm. And I fall in there with my small goal competition.
Okay.
Which in my competition draws the most crowd because soccer again is something bigger than
greatest
everybody.
Sport
yes, greatest sport in the world.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Renwick. We hope that next year we'll have this competition up and running again.
Thank you very, very much.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.